And in fact, once again, we're not trailing lung cancer, we're trailing melanoma in colorectal cancer because there are drugs that have been developed to inhibit BRAF and also further downstream, like MEK. And these drugs have been effective, and though not effective long enough, because they tend to have resistance that occurs fairly early, but they certainly help patients with melanoma, and these drugs are out there. There are differences. For example, vemurafenib, the first drug that the anti-BRAF. So we were very excited, you know, when that drug was actually, it was before it was approved, it was PLX4032. We were part of a trial. Scott Kopetz eventually published it. It took him a long time to publish it. We screened about 100 patients to get 20 patients who had BRAF mutations, and this was in five institutions around the world, and we had one response that was short-lived. So it is different than melanoma. So then when you do that, people went back to the biology. And it turns out, and I think Axel Grothy was talking about this at your New York meeting, that there are feedback loops that you can see not just in colorectal models, like in, you know, in cell lines, that don't really seem to be there for melanoma cell lines. So you need to hit probably above and possibly below at the same time. So vemurafenib by itself doesn't work. Just recently published as an important paper, there have been several trials that either have been done or I've now just completed a larger cooperative group trial in combinations. And the combinations are generally in combination with an anti-EGFR, so upstream, together with a BRAF inhibitor. Some of them are downstream, and some of them are with chemotherapy with irinotecan. Unlike single agent, these clearly have activity and probably 20-30% benefit, to me, response rate.